Sophie's mummy said, "Would you like a sandwich?" But the tiger didn't take one sandwich. He took all the sandwiches on the plate and swallowed them up in one big mouthful. Oop! And he still looked hungry as Sophie passed him the buns. But again, the tiger didn't eat just one bun. He ate all the buns on the dish, and then he ate all the biscuits and all the cake until there was nothing left to eat on the table. So Sophie's mummy said, "Would you like a drink?" And the tiger drank all the milk in the milk jug and all the tea in the teapot. And then he looked around the kitchen to see what else he could find. He ate all the supper that was cooking in the saucepans, and all the food in the fridge, and all the packets and tins in the cupboard. And he drank all the milk, and all the orange juice, and all Daddy's beer, and all the water in the tap. Then he said, "Thank you for my nice tea. I think I'd better go now." And he went. Sophie's mummy said, "I don't know what to do. I've got nothing for Daddy's supper. The tiger's eaten it all." And Sophie found she couldn't have a bath because the tiger had drunk all the water in the tap. Just then, Sophie's daddy came home. So Sophie and her mummy told him what had happened and how the tiger had eaten all the food and drunk all the drink. And Sophie's daddy said, "I know what we'll do. I've got a very good idea. We'll put on our coats and go to the cafe." So they went out in the dark and all the street lamps were lit and all the cars had their lights on. And they walked down the road to the cafe. And they had a lovely supper with sausages and chips and ice cream. In the morning, Sophie and her mummy went shopping and they bought lots more things to eat. And they also bought a very big tin of tiger food in case the tiger should come back for tea. But he never did.